biscuit. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dooley.
And we've got a pretty good show for you this week. Let's see here. We rolled the dice to see if we could get some information on Synergy. Normally we record on Sunday nights, we try to anyways, but sometimes when we know that there's going to be news or there should be news, we hold off a day to see if we get the said news.
And to nobody's surprise, Synergy has not arrived in late November. I think they're pushing it back. It's scheduled to show up sometime after the Avatars in the year, 2014 or something?
2012.
The problem with that is that this is, seeing it's, as it is November 30th, it is as late in November as you can get.
I mean, they technically have a couple hours left, but...
1 hour and 3 minutes to my... Oh, unless you go by Pacific time.
Well, it depends on times when you go by, but... Yeah. Some kind of little update would have been nice by now, though.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to come.
We do have other news, though. We do have some other.
We do, and this was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. So, why don't we get the ball rolling here? First
Mog
of all,
bonanza.
Yeah, we've got a Mog Bonanza here, which is cool. Everybody knows what Mog Bonanza is.
It's the Moggy New Year Bonanza.
The Moggy New Year Bonanza, and. Basically, it's your. I still have all my old marbles. I should throw them away.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Unless they're gonna give me something for them. That'd be
those aren't gonna do you any good.
Maybe they'll just let me carry over my numbers. That would be kind of cool, huh?
No.
Yeah, that'd also be considered cheating. So.
Not really. I paid for them. Anyway.
I'm kind of curious as to why they changed it like this.
They know that we're upset that...
I know, they changed it up, man.
They're like, man, we don't have avatars. We should get them
March or April or whatever. They're like, oh, hey, New Year.
What they should have done, really, is for rank one, they should have had the new avatars, I think.
Oh, man. I would have laughed so high.
I can hear Joe now.
Rank one, all five digits. Riddle, Kraken Club, Hofud, Alexander, Valkyrie Sport.
Alexander, in there.
You can choose.
They're like Bubbly Bernie. Wait, what?
if I got rank one, I would definitely choose the Bubbly Bernie avatar. Absolutely. You know, the list, for the most part, they're pretty much the same as we've seen before.
There is
one new addition, and it's kind of funny because we've known that it's been coming for a long time now. They're just now adding it. The Shadow Lord statue. So
Woo-hoo.
Wait, there's more than that. You look at the AB items.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
those two.
I think the Birdman Keep was on there.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
No, it wasn't.
Cape, yeah.
And Hottie got moved, didn't it? Down one?
Yeah, I think
it was rank 3 last year. Did it get moved to rank 4?
Oh, no, maybe it's rank 3 again.
Yeah.
Where's the AB stuff? Where's that at?
The first, you know, rank best.
The S here one?
It's the coupon in the rank best.
Oh.
Rank best?
So you could get like 85 mil from everyone buying marbles, or you could get an Inertis Sash and sell it probably for like 200 mil.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you know what I had seen is I looked at that and I was thinking more dynamic stuff. I didn't realize it was a different one. I didn't scroll down all the way. That'll teach me.
By
the
way, hot item.
Love the Hodoclair being rank 3 and Joyeuse being rank 2.
That
makes so much sense.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. Maybe that's a mistake.
Well, Hodoclair's always been ranked 3, so, and I'm pretty sure they put Joyeuse in there last year, too. It's like, what?
That's, some of it's a little, what?
You're doing it wrong, Square.
There you go.
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, man. can. But yeah, Shadow Lord statues. That's kind of cool.
Hughes is most excited about.
Well, yeah, and it's also like the one guaranteed item that you can get. So yeah, you know, if I'm gonna be hopeful for anything, I'll be hopeful for the one thing I know I'll get. They have pictures of the Shadow Lord statue up on the Creator's Voice Z blog. We'll probably get those up on the website in the next few days or so. A little smaller than what we originally saw, for people that remember when we covered Manifest along with JP Button last year now, almost a year exactly. That's when they first showed the idea of, you know, these kind of statues of you know, monsters or whatever, and we saw the Shadow Lord statue a little bigger back then. It was taller than the airship, and it looks kind of tiny and minuscule now compared to the airship, but we'll take it. Yeah, so we got that to look forward to.
Do you think the airship is like
the Archangels
coolest
one? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think airship is still like the coolest piece in your collection there, Fuse?
I do have that stuffed Chocobo now. I don't know. You know, maybe if the airship had some like mammoths or something on it.
Walking around going,
yeah. with a bunch of kids is, you know, up there trying to do their airship fight, just getting killed. That'd be great. Throwing yellow jars of liquid at each other.
It'd be cool if like you were watching people do their airship fight.
That'd be kind of weird.
From like,
like you're like in the
you're
airship,
a giant,
see,
and you're
like,
just,
like
everybody's
up.
Like, run to the back corner, we gotta wipe.
Yeah, you're just watching them fight. Like,
I'd like stick my hand in there, flick one of them off.
Nice.
Oh my god, what was that?
Nobody knows.
Anyway,
Shadow Lord statue for Mog Bonanza.
Yeah,
this
Shadow year. Lord statue. I'm wondering where those other two are.
I'll be honest. I'm curious as to why we didn't see the Shadow Lord statue sooner. Since that was, you know, like one of the first statues that we saw. I'm kind of curious as to where the Archangel statue, and I believe the other one was a Guardians. Guardians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can care less about Guardians, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But Shadow Lord statue. There we go. I wish they would do something to make these available, like, some other way. Like, if you, you know, beat rank 5 missions or something, you know, like, and do the Shadow Lord. Get the Shadow Lord statue. Makes sense. I mean, why not?
Yep.
Whatever.
Sweet.
So, Mog Bonanza, everyone can get their hopes up again this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next year.
Correct.
Our sales are scheduled to commence starting Thursday, December 24th. Yeah, I guess it's going to go on. I don't know if did it actually say how long it's going. I don't.
Winning numbers are announced on January 29th.
There you go. So, it's going for about a month.
Yep.
So, make sure to get those marbles, and if you want your Shadow Lord statue, make sure you play it right. So.
This is Square's attempt to just fill our inventory slots for a time.
You know what it is. You know what it is too. Is, you know, and this kind of upset me. Not that they introduced the Shadow Lord statue, but you know, if because last year they introduced the King statues. You have Adamantoys, Behemoth, and Fafnir. I got the Fafnir statue. I'm like, it'd be really cool to get the other two, but now they throw another statue into the mix, so it's going to be at least another 3 years before I get all of them, and I'm sure they're going to add like the Cardian statue and some other stupid one that like I'll hate but I'll want to get anyway. So
you just want to get every one.
I have to, man.
Sometimes you can't get it all.
Fusion X's Pokemon statues.
Gotta catch up.
I am a collector of rare X furniture items. I need those.
Adamantoys, I choose you.
Here's some other strange additions that weren't on last year. I just realized that the Shadow Ring is up for the rank 1. Don't know who would take a Shadow Ring over a Defending Ring. D Ring has always been there.
People that like the word Shadow. I don't know.
And under rank 3, Vampiric Claws? Question mark.
Really?
What are those?
It's like you get them from one of the NMs in the Aqueducts, and it's like the only hand-to-hand that does slashing damage instead of blunt.
That's kind of...
It's
yeah,
like
I
level
mean,
39.
You know, you
like,
got
what?
Those, you have Joyous in rank 2. It's who decided these? was there nobody that
the
double-checked
the same guy who said
and,
that
like,
there'd be avatars by now?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Avatars.
All right, that, so that needs to be turned into a sound clip.
You know, yeah. You know what? It's kind of funny because
the avatar part just
last
leaves.
Year they were saying at FanFest, you know, we're hoping by this time next year you'll be asking us how to use it. That's
they
like
have
FanFest.
They have a couple weeks.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's only a couple
they have
weeks.
A couple weeks. You know, it become
no way. Last FanFest was in November.
No, December. It's always been December. It is always right next to finals, like, to make every college student, you know, have to buy. I think secretly, like, Square Enix, like, talks to, like, Red Bull and all the energy drink people to, like, try to lose them. Because all those college students, they got finals and stuff that they're going to have to work on. They won't have time because we'll have our event then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, they got a couple weeks. Honestly, unless it's, like, a Santa Claus avatar, we're not getting it.
It's a fat chocobo with a Santa Claus outfit and a beard.
I can just
carries
just,
this big bag of Moogles. I don't know.
I can just see it now logging in around the holidays. Moroku walks up on summoner. Check this out. Moroku starts to summon Blitzen.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, at least they could have done Rudolph. I mean, you know, they could have done some cool animations with the nose, but no. They chose Blitzen.
Of course they did. Love Blitzen.
Let's move on, shall we? Yes, let's talk about the Distant Worlds 2 CD music.
This is pretty cool. It's kind of weird. We're getting Distant Worlds coming here in Chicago in a couple weeks, which I'll be going to. Pretty pumped up for that.
I'm going to try to go too.
Better hurry, man.
I know.
Better hurry.
I know.
But you know, and they have a fairly, you know, a lot of premieres with this, you know, a lot of tracks that they haven't played on the Distant Worlds concert series yet, and yet, you know, they're kind of rebooting it. They're starting with Distant Worlds 2, more music from Final Fantasy. This is going to start up in Stockholm again. That's where the premieres have kind of always been for Distant Worlds. It's going to start June 12th, which is actually my birthday. So that's kind of, you know, I thought that was an odd coincidence. But anyway, along with this, in January, they're going to be recording a CD with the, I believe it's the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra.
Correct.
And that CD will be coming around.
And they are awesome.
June anyway, or so.
Yeah. Awesome.
With Distant Worlds 2. We will, and this is kind of where they put it in quotes, we'll be getting a, quote, preview of music from Final Fantasy XIV, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
For that. I mean, and we're going to be seeing, I mean, we're going to be hearing stuff at Chicago for 14 as well, so.
Maybe it's the same pumped. Stuff.
And they, you know, one of the things too they had mentioned was, you know, how during these concerts they have the screens with the stuff, you know, the game footage or gameplay moves, whatever, that play during songs. Like, yeah, you know, this even includes 14. So it's like, well, I'm probably going to be seeing it before all those people in Stockholm in a couple weeks. So,
Yeah, the first Distant Worlds CD was just amazing. That whole concert series is really cool. So if you get a chance to go to one of these, definitely do it.
Especially the Chicago one, Steak.
Yeah, I'm working. Dude, I gotta work. I'm trying to get the wife to let me go, dude.
I'm telling you, just like, say I'm gonna go across town to pick up some milk. I'll be back in a couple days.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that'll work, dude. My wife would look at me
as long as you come back with, like, the best milk ever, you'll be fine.
Like, this is the best milk ever.
I milked it myself.
You know that cow that kicked the lantern that started the Chicago fire? That's where this milk came from.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Good milk. But yeah, I really, really want to make it to that. And yeah. I don't care if I have to, like, drive out there, see the concert, and then drive right back home. I don't care. I would do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That is all we got for that. A little bit of PFA news this week. We have opened up submissions for the Shantotto Ascension community reviews. So if you're interested in submitting your review to us, you can check out the post on the website. It gives you all the details with the type of format we're looking for. You can send those to hosts@petfoodalpha.com. You have until December 5th. We don't have any right now, so chances are good that if you send one in, it might sit on the site. So please, you know, if you've gone through ASA or at least, you know, most of it, you know, and want to share your thoughts, let us know. Find all the details on the website for that. Also,
scenario award
polls.
Yeah,
the second one is done. We have the third and final poll. That is, what is your favorite scenario for rewards? You know, which one had the best rewards? And we're not necessarily looking at the end reward end scenario award. You know, the body piece, the head, or the pants. You know, there was some decent augment stuff that you could pick up along the way as well. So, you know, whatever, if you want to, you know, the end reward, rewards in between, whatever add-on you thought had the best, go ahead and vote for that, and we'll announce the winners next week on the add-on scenario episode. And we just found this out today. We'll have Earth Digger join us for that. A lot of Earth Digger fans.
Yeah, a lot of Earth Digger fans out there. That was well.
That
nice.
Was awesome. That was good. Good job.
That was my little bow to Earth Digger.
Also, podcast awards. Voting will be done by the time that this gets out. Today was the last for that.
Hope you voted. Hope you voted.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Every day.
I know I did.
Every day.
Those will be coming out in a couple of weeks here, I think. So, you know, keep an eye out for those. Obviously, we'll announce the results, whatever they may be, on the show when that happens. So, if any of you voted, thank you. If not, there's always next year, I guess, to make up for
why the
mistakes.
Heck didn't you?
Yeah.
You're listening to the show. Come on.
Anyway. The forums are down for those who take that thing away from you, I swear.
Sorry.
The forums are down. We started a little bit of a maintenance last week and ran into some complications, so we will be working to get that stuff back up as soon as we can. So sorry, but
yeah, we're working on it.
Hopefully when they come back up, they'll be running a little better. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, so
I'm working overtime with school and stuff. So
you'd like to send Mountain Dew, you can send it to Fusion X, Caro.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it. We have next? That is it, huh? Forums. Yes. On to player achievements.
If you'd like
to indulge us.
Had to do this a little differently this week since the forums are down. So we did a post up on the site that people comment for achievements. So it worked out pretty good here. So we'll go ahead and try and get in as many of these as we can.
Nothing.
What? What did you just
do
say?
Do them all.
I'd rather not. There's a lot.
Okay.
I'll get.
Do them all. Just so that if you all know, just so that you all know, I always do all of them because they're so important to me.
Oh God, yeah, make me look like the bad guy. I see what you're doing. All right. Nimbush.
Try again.
All right.
Their length shell, Flag, Bucidine, and Bastok got 567 currency, which is a LS record for them. Got an Ogre Jambia with damage +5, double attack +4, additional effect light damage +17. I did not know you could get +4 double attack on that. That's the Dancer augmented weapon for the Pixie Quest. I might have to go and try that again. I didn't get double attack when I did mine, but +4. That's good. LS one-on-one on Kieran, and got the people at their job hooked on Pet Food Alpha, especially the theme song.
Nice.
So there you go. Shook got 75 Blue Mage.
Boot.
Ryan X got his... Beck de Fukan? Fukan?
Nice try.
I don't know if I can say that without people saying, what did he just say? That's the stage 4 Relic Scythe. I should have just said that. Need 65 Hell Jade Shells to go. So good luck to you on that. Revington got Thief to 75. It's his first 75 job. Got their hands on a Peacock Amulet. Not the charm,
nice.
Amulet, which means he has way more time than any of us put together.
It takes a while.
But Ed has done that. Evil Paul obtained an Opal Silk for his Ibisu. This is kind of funny, because it was it just last week we got an email You know, the person had said, I don't think a lot of people are really going
Ibisu,
for
yeah.
Ibisu. Here we go. One for 52 on Opal Silk. I can see why many people may not
I
be
I think
going
it's easier than it used to be to get now, though.
It could, well, so. Yeah. With the Moblin Maze Monger's efficient. It says 0 for 89 on the Saber Shoot, so, oh. Rusty Tiger.
That's my cousin, dude.
I know.
No, how you been, Rusty? Where you
You've
been,
known
dude?
Forever.
I haven't talked to Rusty in a minute.
Yeah, well, Rusty hunted down Belladonna and obtained the Virtuoso belt with some big help from Fowley. Got Paladin to 71, and shortly after helped his guy LS Fraggles Gone Wild. by tanking the Saburo NM.
Nut.
Whereas I've never tanked mobs of that caliber before, so that's pretty cool. Managed to kite dozens of mobs on my Thief and Dynamis Buburimu while the Alliance took care of the first two dragons and stayed alive until they got down to the last one. That's pretty good. Kintups got Pup. Inferno Claws got up to floor 10. Only 11,000 more weapon skill points to go.
Nice, nice, nice. That's a lot, but nice.
Also got, yeah, that's quite a bit. Also got a decent augmented Oberon Santi from Grauberg. Plus 9 hand-to-hand skill, additional effect, slow plus 5, and pet damage taken minus 4%. Earth Digger attended both his first Limbus run as well as his first Salvage run. Didn't get any drops off of either. Welcome to Salvage.
welcome to Salvage.
Bontree did a 7 Kirin Kirinathon with their record being a minute 30. And that's mm-hmm. pretty short Kirin. Got to tank Dynamis Lord for the first time. Killed him in about the same time as the short Kirin was his first Dynamis Lord. So that was pretty exciting. No drops out of any of them. But a hell of a good mm-hmm. time. And Angelo X just got back into Final Fantasy XI and decided to level Beast.
Woohoo! Way to go.
Word! What a baller!
It's one of us now.
There you go. And that is it for right, player achievements this week. So keep an eye out. If the forums aren't up, we'll do another post. So hopefully they'll be up.
Awesome. Right, so that will bring us into our in-game for this week. It's not divvied up this week, so Chin, why don't we start with you, and you can go ahead, and if you leave something out, we'll or maybe we should just do like group in-games now, where we go, this is what the Link Shell did, and then.
Well, I personally have been leveling
right.
these.
All right. Word, how are you liking word. It?
Heck yeah.
Really, really much. I like it a lot.
I'm liking very, it yes. really much.
I'm about 1k to 42.
Wow.
So I've been rocking it.
You are chugging right along up that thing.
I've been kind of cheating. I've got my buddies away for like a few more days. So I've just been using like jug pets and you know, just PLing myself.
Is it, are you having issues with hate because of the power level, or not really? Or
what does it
well,
matter?
Well, when you're leveling beasts, it's like you using jug pets and you're like bouncing hate around. So when you have someone power leveling you, it messes the hate up, and I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I've tried to just
I know, but still, it's
I just try to let the power level keep okay. the hate. It doesn't always work that way. Like these tigers, the tiger jugs on these colibri in East Ronfear past
mm-hmm.
is just disgusting. I did like a 180 razor fang claw thingy.
Nice. Are you enjoying
and it was totally destroying.
She doesn't even know what it is, but it was awesome. So.
It was wicked awesome.
The,
I was
the
like,
ready command.
Hold on.
I just heard a door.
That was a
feel like I'm in a Hitchcock movie.
While she's gone.
Don't go in there.
Stop it. Don't open that door.
All right.
No, don't go.
Julie, what have you been doing, man? While she's away. We'll get back to her.
What have I been doing? Oh, man.
Stuff. lots and lots of stuff.
I got my Nashira gauges.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah, Nashira hands. They got minus
like,
one.
That's like the only piece that people want off of Ultima, isn't it?
No, there's...
That's all I ever
get. The legs, and I guess the body, stuff like that. They're different jobs. Basically, the hands are crap unless you're a summoner, though.
Right.
You got a little bit of, like, 1%.
See, that's what it is. I mean, I spent quite a bit of the last few months hanging out with a bunch of summoner people, so...
Well... Yeah, I was talking to Chin about it when it dropped two pairs of hands. I said, "Well, what do you expect when the whole pop set was farmed by an all summoner?"
Yeah, so. I guess so. I
expected to drop like heads or something.
Ugh, the heads, ugh.
Heads are.
Yeah,
but yeah, I
was taking a stab in the dark. I'm like, "There's five pieces. The hands are good. One of the other ones must suck."
It's like it's got to be like.
I figured home on head is pretty god awful. I'll go with the chair head. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
It's like I was pretty.
The head's not. Very great. Been doing salvage with the new salvage group. No drops yet.
Of course not. It's salvage.
Been doing good. I mean, you know, hammer out a little bit of things. There's some people that have either not done it in a long time or not done it at all. So, you know, got to work on the speed a little bit, following directions, everything. But we are progressively getting better. And
got to learn what are you going for with salvage at this point?
Anything.
Just whatever.
We will take any drops that are not 15.
Are you guys both in the same salvage group? Or? Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you guys like have a set in mind, or not really?
I think at this point, for me, the only thing that I want are the 35 for my scatty boots, and I wouldn't mind getting the 25 for the pants because I have the other two pieces sitting around.
I would like to finish my Usu pants. That would be nice.
And
I want the Usu feed.
We need to get bees for fusion.
I hate that bee.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that bee. But I mean, the pants are probably easier. I only need the one piece left for those.
I mentioned last week that I quit my salvage group because I wasn't ready for it. But
Steak would just feel so nervous and shy around all the other people while he was naked and forced to punch them.
I did gain a lot of experience, and you know, I know what Savage is all about now, so that's cool. So I know what you guys are talking about when you guys are talking about all that stuff. So
it's all about getting naked with your buddies and punching stuff.
That's right. All right, what else, Duel?
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. That's about it, really. I mean, Limbus, Diamond.
Right, Fusion, you've been dying to tell us what you've been doing.
I have.
You were like, I'm going to save it for the show. So what have you been doing this week? Yeah, what have you been doing, man?
A friend of mine came back to the game this week. She forgot her password for her older account, but she kind of wanted to try and start fresh anyway, which I think is kind of crazy. But all right, you know. So we were doing a little bit. She was on Red Mage and I was on, dare I say, Beastmaster.
I knew that was coming. You think I didn't know?
Yeah. She hit a, was it 13 or 14? And, I just came out on Dancer. I don't know. Something about Beast just wasn't doing it for me. We were blasting a little bit better on with me with Drain Samba up and stuff. So
sweet. I'm like Yoda. As soon as you change to Beastmaster, I said, I feel a disturbance in the Force.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe not. What else, dude?
Just really been doing with her a little bit. So shout out to Cammy if you're listening.
What level is your Beastmaster?
12,
keep
I think.
Going. Cammy, if you're listening, please make sure that Fusion continues leveling his Beastmaster. That is all.
No, she liked it better when I was on Dancer because we weren't getting our butts handed to us quite as much. So, did some salvage with Duel's group, so it's all right. Bees would be nice, but give a shout out to Trevaru. Me and my friend were out duoing and. Forgot to get re-erased from the field manual, so they helped us out and gave us a race, so that was nice. Shout out to the Trevaru there. That's pretty much
Oh, yeah. I helped Fusion try to camp Hot Pot.
Yeah.
It didn't pop all night.
That thing just doesn't like me. I don't know what the deal is. It does not want to show up for me.
Hot Pot. How many times have you actually killed it? What, 2, 3?
Yeah, I want to say 3, maybe 4. It is not an enjoyable NM to try and camp. I'll tell you that much. I think I'm pretty much done with trying to camp him. It's a pain.
Okay.
But
all right, we're gonna jump back over to Chin. Chin, are you there? What else have you been doing?
What was I talking about?
You were talking about leveling Beastmaster, and I was about to ask you how you are enjoying the Ready ability.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. Yeah, like I charmed some Oppo Oppo the other day, and when I used Sick, it just did like random crap, and that was not as fun.
Hmm. You're using Tigers primarily, right?
Wait till you get 45.
Yeah, Tigers, you know.
Tigers can do some pretty cool stuff.
It's all about charming monkeys, man, I'm telling you. Is there like a Fling Poo ability?
No, there isn't. But there should be.
No, there isn't.
That is a shame. There needs to be that on a, especially on a monkey. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I would level Beast just to Fling Poo? If they had an Oppo Oppo Jug Pet, that's all I would use. Fling Poo. Like I mean, they have 1,000 needles. Can we get like 1,000 poo flings?
Doesn't
or something?
Do anything to the mob except weigh them down.
Like a handful,
but you would use it. You would use it anyway.
Or like a, I don't know, like a nausea effect or something. Like there's got to be something. To do with that.
Right. Did you guys mention that we did Kim?
Oh, I had completely forgotten about that.
Sorry,
Drew.
I was
we
half
got
asleep.
A Kim. Yeah, I wake up and I'm like. My usual, you know, get coffee, go bathroom, brush teeth, sit down.
Go back to sleep for 5 hours.
And I look, like, I look at the screen and there's nothing there. Everyone's still where they were, like, the night before. Mm-hmm. I tab out to do, check my email. And I tab back and I was about to switch screens to maybe throw on, the news or whatever was on TV, see if there's anything on. And there was... Dirty Purple Fang.
Dirty.
And I
called,
Droopy Turtle, who's our paladin that we're looking to get the sword for. And he answered the phone all like angry. He's like, hello! I'm like, dude, did I wake you up? He's like, huh? I'm like, your purple thing's up! And I just hung up the phone. And he was in the game within like minutes.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny.
And I remember I had gotten up. I was kind of tired. I was going to go back to bed. And I'm like, well, I'll see if, you know, email or whatever, and I'll go back to bed. And Shin gets on, yo, Kimmy's up. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'll come on out. So, as usual, I died on the way out there.
Naturally.
Whoever decided to put, like, Soul Flayers and Imps on the way to Kimmy is just, I hate them. It's probably the same people
evil.
That, like, designed, like, Pandemonium Warden.
Of course.
Like, you know, it's funny that you mentioned...
Here's what we'll do, right? We'll put this big H&M out here, right? Right. But see, to get to it, True Sight and True Sound mobs.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Wow. It's an ingenious idea.
All right. as far as I'm concerned, see, what did we do this week? Did Dynamis Juno tonight, which is like...
It's
Dynamis Juno.
Sucks. Like,
I never feel like
I
this game is a chore until I'm doing like City Dynamis, and then I'm just like,
The first time that I did Dynamis Juno, I was really excited because it was my first time doing it, and then every subsequent time, it's been like, yeah, it's horrible. It's City Dynamis.
Well, it's so bad because the drops in that zone totally, you know, are not good.
Come on, and then, the Ranger Relic hat, really?
We got two Ranger, Ranger hats, dude.
It's the first piece of AF I ever got, or Relic, rather. I still have it.
Well, it's like, at least in COP Dynamis, it's half as long, and you get better drops. Like,
mm-hmm. What else did we do?
But we're almost done with Dirty Durg's
pull-on,
so it's all good.
We did Einar Yar, Tier 3, Ren.
Oh, word, we wiped a behemoth. I'm timed out.
I think I need a. I need like a.
We did Odin. Was that this week or last week?
Last week.
That was this Wednesday.
That was this. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I was right. Yeah, because the one time I didn't have class on Wednesday night, and you guys had Odin, and I didn't have.
We didn't do. We had like a couple of free days this week because of the holiday, so yeah. We didn't do a lot,
which is good because I. So. Even then, I haven't been able to.
What did we get from Odin? Oh, we got a Valhalla breastplate. Which went to the same.
Droopy looks like turtle. Odin. Like a big, like, a it's cow. Like Odin after Thanksgiving. He's like a big, like.
He is the best looking Galka I've ever seen. Like, it is just
really
hilarious.
Isn't saying much considering how Galkas look, but.
Yes, it's true.
Please send all Galka hate mail to.
Oh, don't worry. I'm getting it. You don't have to repeat where to send that. People know.
People know. It's in their Rolodex.
We got. What else did we get? We got defeated.
Nice. Yeah, we definitely got defeated.
Was it Shadow Legs?
I don't know. The rest was crap.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think one of them was a Hadean body, wasn't it? The Bard body or whatever the heck it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got one of those, and those are cool. But we've been getting a lot of those lately, so.
I totally would.
Yeah, we got the last one, yeah.
We fought some Lavalanems.
Oh, yeah, we did the two SCNMs. Man, for having, like, 2 free days, when did we do all this stuff?
We only had, like
I was not that much during events and stuff, and you guys did all the stuff.
Hustling,
like,
yo, hustling.
Oh, yeah, I got my supremacy earring from one of those.
Yeah, congrats on that, by the way.
And we got a hat from the other one we did.
I was hoping that Drake Trader would drop a...
I could have taken both of those, but shoot. No. That'll teach me to put school.
Well, it was really cool because we got to send like some of our beasts and stuff to go solo some of the NMs we needed for our second.
I love going on beasts; it's so much fun.
So it was really cool to get to multitask like that.
Mm, cool.
We're gonna do Corinne's that night, but Joe Schmuck Link Show was like taking 2 hours to kill one Corinne, and they had like four of them.
Wow,
we'll do something else.
You all.
Meanwhile, Vantry does like 6 in like a minute and a half each or something. They go back and restore those 2 hours and like all right,
maybe they should talk to Vantry and see what's going on with that and learn a little bit.
Well, it's good because this week now I think I scheduled. I know there's like 6 people that want to redo DM, so we're gonna do that and then probably do our Corinne's.
Another T3 on Wednesday.
If I want to replace my Busha with a Supa or not, I don't know.
Supa.
I'm gonna toss my Supa for a Beastly.
Really?
When I look at it,
no.
It's really what it comes down
no,
to.
No, I was kidding.
Is Dancer, Samurai, and
Samurai.
Granted, yeah, exactly. I mean, granted, you know, I was able to bring Dancer to Dynamis. You know, I probably will be using Samurai a lot more. So, I think I'll probably just keep the Boo Show.
For sure.
All right, we should move on.
We should. We could certainly do that.
Beaster, Mater, Mater, Beaster.
All right.
Email, Duel, what you got for us?
Email!
Shout it.
Dooley, you are...
Say it loud.
Sing it, sister! Oh no, you didn't.
I hasn't eaten Take it away from him, please.
You need like the gospel choir like sound.
Hallelujah.
Alright, Duel, what you got?
This one is from Raygon, formerly from the Odin server. Okay. Hello, hosts. Firstly, hello. Thank you for...
What's going on? What
firstly, thank you for continuing
to
produce...
To address him back, I mean...
Okay, let him go.
It's... and it reads...
He's reading. And he writes.
And he writes. Dear Batman.
Dear host.
Sigh, the Riddler.
Firstly... Thank you for continuing to produce such an awesome podcast. You're welcome.
We're okay.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to respond to that one or not. Like, I wanted to really read the email that time, but then you paused, and I'm like, oh, he's letting me do it, and then you did it. So, I'm just gonna.
I did. So I was listening to one of your older episodes, and you talked about times when you had used gaming terms in real life and it confused people, and I thought I would share a time that this happened to me. Oh boy. I work at a hospital, and one time I was working on one of the floors with another girl, and one of our coworkers came over asking where she was, and I responded with, I don't know. I guess she's in the UK.
Nice. That is funny. Oh, yes.
My coworker just gave me a weird look and walked away. And it wasn't until a couple of minutes later I realized that I'd said AFK to her.
That is
well, keep up the good work. And if I could, I would like to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Nine, N-I-N-E-E. Assuming.
Do you know what probably happened?
Raygon, formerly
like
of the Odin server.
They probably looked at her like, I have no idea what that meant, but it really sounded like she knew what she was saying, so I'm just going to ignore it. You like you know how like military people use
I have done that before. Like I'll be at work, I'll be working with someone, and someone else needs my assistance, and I'll say something like
"BRB,"
you know, I'll be like AFK, and they're like, "Huh?"
BRB AFK.
You're like nothing. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, you got to think like if these people don't know this kind of like terminology, you could say, you know, yeah, I'll be right back, like GKQ or something. Like what? And you know, just like random letters. Like what?
It's like it's funny because like.
Did he just like insult my mother? I don't know what he did.
You ever hear like military people use acronyms and like you don't know what they're talking about, but they really know. You can tell that they really.
They're in the military, you'll just nod your head.
Please like, don't shoot
like,
me.
It's like whenever someone starts talking to you about like something, and you're just kind of like yeah, and then you'll nod your head. I don't, you know, secretly you're like I have no idea what this person is trying to say to me, but on the outside you look like accepting and attentive, and you know it looks good.
And they'll go home and they'll be like, "What does AFK mean?"
I'll, like Google it.
Googling
a long time ago. I remember when I was first introduced to the acronym FTW. I had no idea what that meant. I had to actually like look it up, you know. But then I was like, oh, okay.
I've been guilty of the same kind of thing. So it happens.
Well, I never felt like
I didn't know what AFK meant ever
until
I'm like, huh?
There was one point where I had instead of laughed, I said LOL. And that was terrible. And I'm like,
I felt like a jerk for doing it too, right?
You know what's really funny?
I thought to myself, man, I must really be a geek.
You know, I've found that in my experience, some of the terms that we use in 11 don't really carry over to other games too. WC, for example. People like in other games are like, what the hell is WC?
That is a Japanese thing. Yeah. I mean, you got to wonder. I mean, with you know, it's like you take
something
because
like Americans are just like I'm going.
Oh man!
And Japanese people are like I'm going to the wash closet. Squeals.
Happy face, happy face.
Happy face, happy face.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
And then the Americans come back and they say something like "it had your eyes" or something.
I mean, you can take any of these. You know, like if you take like AFK. Well, AFK could, you know, you could change it to, like, stand for anything. What if the guy that originally came up with AFK meant, like, away from Kim? Like, Kim was his wife, and he's like, okay, I'm away from Kim, I can talk now. Having the opposite effect of what it does today.
I'm glad that's the context you put it in.
Squiggle, squiggle, happy face, happy face. WWW. Oh, man. Oh.
There was a guy on Bahamut. He would end every one of
Ding,
his...
42 thief!
Thief.
I mean, thief!
Nice.
Doesn't even know what job she's on. That's... Oh, wow. This guy on Bahamut, he would end every one of his... I don't know what sentences, messages, whatever he would type into the game, every time would end with W-O-K.
Walk!
He was, like, infamous for this. He had, like, shouted something in Whitegate. It would be, like, W-O-K after that. Everybody else in the shout channel, like, after that would just be, like, W-O-K, or they would say something W-O-K. It was horrible.
And that was really... I'm still tripping on that. That was really fun.
There is a guy on... Well, he still plays on Asura. His name is Waddles. And,
nice. He's Joe, the Ataru. He's going to be Ataru.
He is Ataru.
Of nice. Course he is.
I need like a penguin costume for him. Just for that guy.
It's not Waddles. W-A-D-D-L-E-S. It's W-O-T-T. Yeah. Waddles.
W-O-T-T-L-E-S. Oh, so he's like English. He waddles.
Anyhow, this guy, a lot of people know him for this. I'm sure Joe does. When he doesn't talk ever. He never talks. The way he communicates, is he'll send you an emote and he'll say something like Waddles hands so and so a note, and then he'll put like
what he wants to say.
I want to say, did I ever meet that guy?
Yeah.
Did he ever do anything with
us? There
was
a time when we were farming Osei for somebody, and he was there.
Right. I remember. I mean, he was a nice guy, but that was kind of weird.
It is. It's kind of funny.
Huh. Yeah.
There was a guy in our old Link show.
He'll send tells and do stuff too. It's just
in our old Link show, there was a dude who always talked in like third person about himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just infuriating.
It was weird. I don't know.
Chinchilla is tired now. I'm going to stop.
I was like, do you always speak in third person? That's kind of annoying. He was like, so and so always speaks in third person. It's weird.
I think I remember.
You're like, so and so, you're lame.
You know what? I can tell you the one person you wouldn't want to make fun of for doing that, for talking about themselves like that. Zod.
Who?
Zod.
The villain from Superman. He's always like, kneel before Zod.
Oh.
That man will kill you.
You are so goony. I don't even know what to say to that.
You don't.
You're the first goony. Okay.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
I love that. I haven't seen
it. It was
that movie
on like all week last week, dude. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I hate that movie. Yep.
All right.
You would.
You're a horrible person, Duel.
Haterade.
Hey, guys.
You didn't know that.
It's One-Eyed Willy. All right, Fusion, you are next on the email list. If you would just please.
Oh, man. All right.
Where do you guys come from?
This email comes from Jerzer.
Fusion with a random Superman like reference. Like, where did that come from?
I watch a lot of Smallville.
He says that like we're supposed to know. Like
it's like
the Smallville series.
You know who you wouldn't want to hear that from? You know?
They probably made like a Family Guy reference or two. Or come on.
Well, yeah, I know, but Superman's kind of a random one. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Silverhawk, anybody?
Hey, that was Champion.
Silverhawk's
Champion.
Alright, anyway, this email comes from Deuzer. It says, I wanted to express my gratitude for the endless hours of entertainment you grant me. It enlightens my day, especially at work. As always, it is much appreciated. And then he says in parentheses, now that we have that out of the way. FusionX, how dare you, sir? The olive branch was extended to you at YumaCon and you threw it away! Why'd you do it, FusionX? Why'd you do it? Yes, who wants jelly beans?
I don't understand.
At YumaCon, it was kind of hard to hear in the audio. I believe it was Invincible Moron had asked a question, something along the lines of, would you like to apologize to the community or something?
I knew that was
to which I politely leaned forward slightly and said, no.
So, you're such a jerk.
I know, you're fired. Get out of here.
That's when you just say, lean forward and go working as intended.
that was actually the
no comment.
Other question.
Working as
I can't remember what the question was, but I was like, wait a minute, I know this one. We'll take that back to Japan with us. And Nero just without a thing just goes right in. PS2 limitations. Good stuff. The audio is still out for that. If you guys haven't checked that out yet, good stuff.
No. The olive branch that was,
I honestly did not see any branches. I did not
on
see
behalf
any,
of
any
all
trace of olives
of the Galkas out there. Hey, man, Galkas need love too. Views, seriously.
true.
And I'm not going to be the one that gives it to them. So
yes, they can, you are.
You'll give it to them. You'll to give it to them, or they'll give it to you. Ella's
Galka lover.
Give it to you.
Well, I was going to stay tonight.
You are hereby sentenced to 48 hours of the Galka camp.
Oh, you all guys right. Are messed up.
I'm scared.
That's all the emails that we got, dude. That is.
Shiz?
Just the two.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right, so that's it for this week. We're still taking those community reviews for Ashantoto Ascension. Yeah, get those to us.
It's like the end of this week, so obviously get on
host,
it.
We'll do our host review late this week, early next week as well. Next episode is going to be the add-on scenario episode, so look forward to that. Vote in the poll if you haven't already. And that's awesome. About all I got.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Night. See ya.
Good night.